I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO.
Faculty at Santikahini Middle School discovered a covered play area had been vandalized Tuesday morning. There were crude drawings, crude language, someone's phone number, and a swastika. Assistant Principal Laura Scholes says they have had a spate of vandalism at the school this year. She says the swastika feels like an escalation.
It's smiley faces, a couple of, you know, sexually explicit kind of drawings, crude things, but not anything like this.
The swastika has had many meanings across many cultures in history, but for the last century or so, innocuous meanings have largely been displaced by associations with white supremacy and Nazi Germany's mass murder of Jews and other minority groups. Scholes says they painted over the vandalism immediately and, unlike past incidents, reported it to police. Juneau Police spokesman Lieutenant Craig Campbell says it's being investigated. He says individual reports of vandalism are often logged to identify potential trends without much follow-up. But he says this case sticks out and will get more attention, in part because of the swastika, but also because the vandalism included references to a specific person and phone number, meaning this could be some kind of harassment. Campbell wasn't ready to call it hate speech, but didn't rule it out either. Scholes doesn't think it got much exposure, and for now doesn't intend to address it with her school community. She says that could change depending on what the police find out. After KTOO contacted the Anti-Defamation League for comment, the organization said it would reach out to Santikahini to offer support. Mary Sipers is the league's regional director, and she says that could include age-appropriate discussions about history, trauma, and the Holocaust.
We always do advise and try to work with K-12 schools to examine and reflect on the incident that happened and think about how they can make it a teachable moment for their students and their broader school community about how they hopefully want to commit to having a school where all students feel a sense of belonging and there aren't, you know, hateful acts of vandalism or other kind of hateful acts that happen.
Cypress says bias incidents are ticking up in schools, which she calls microcosms of our communities. She said exposing these incidents creates opportunities for growth and conversation.